1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Else what shall they do which are baptized for the dead? If the dead rise not at all, why are they then baptized for the dead? Now that's, again, the way that's written and punctuated in English really is confusing. Because it makes it, it almost sounds like, well, wait, those there are people who are baptized for the dead, and then why would we do that? And I don't know anyone who's baptized for the dead. This would be the only place in Scripture we'd ever hear about it. There was a sect later on that took up doing this. I don't know if they are influenced by this, or sometimes people like to do things for the dead. They think, well, let's get baptized for the dead. Let's take communion for the dead. We'll say prayers for the dead. People always want to do stuff for people that are dead. That's part of man's inclination within religion. They want to see to their dead relatives or dead friends. They have some thought about them, and they think, you know, they can do something for them, and they want to believe they could do something for them. But really, nothing can be done for the dead. Once you're dead, you're dead. But, you know, the best thing we can do for the dead is to live our lives to Christ. Really. So when it says, what shall they do which are baptized? Remember, the subject is, the dead don't rise. If the dead don't rise, what then? So that's what he's saying. He's saying, what will they do that are baptized? It's for the dead. That's why you should read it. Meaning, why do we even get baptized then? To just stay dead? If the dead rise, not at all? Why are they then baptized? For the dead? It would mean that baptism, but the idea of baptism is you're buried with him in baptism, and you come up out of the water as he was raised from the dead. At least that's the doctrine that Paul taught. Okay? You know, we are risen with him in newness of life. And the baptism is a picture of his burial. So, you know, we might as well put ourselves under at that point. You know, so the point is that, what's the point of being baptized if it's just to stay dead? The whole thing about Christianity is about life. So we should have life eternal. It's not a, you know, in the Jewish tradition, they had Sadducees, which said there was no resurrection of the dead. And within that tradition, I suppose there was room for that. But within Christianity, there is no room for this. So I don't think this heresy really ever had much traction. As of these days, they deny the resurrection another way. They've made it something that it's not, which is a transition from one plane of existence to another. That is not what death is. That is not what the resurrection is. The resurrection is an event at a specific point in time, which is yet future. And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? Verse 30 says, I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageeth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. It's a scripture. He's quoting from Isaiah, I believe. Isaiah 22. You know, it's the fatalism that comes from, I believe in Isaiah 22, they were looking at, you know, the siege was coming. It's an ironic statement in the prophet. Let's look at the prophet the way it was put there. I know why Paul's saying, but I'm just curious what it was in the prophet, because I mentioned it and I thought, well, my memory, even though I know this pretty well. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see, it says, in the day, you know, they had prepared the city for the siege. I'm going to be doing Isaiah in the fairly near future. They were preparing the city for the siege, and God had called them to weeping in the morning and repentance. But instead, he looked. Oh, there were gladness, slaying oxen, killing sheep, eating and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. And honestly, it was sort of like this idea of, now, instead of looking to God for salvation, They were just looking to pleasures because they thought, well, we're going to die anyways. Let's just sin it up a bit. Before we go, let's go out with a bang. Instead of realizing that and looking to God, their Savior, who could deliver them out of so great a terror as the Assyrian, who was about to invade and besiege their city. And so Paul's saying again, hey, if there's no salvation, if the dead rise not, let's eat and drink. We're going to die. I mean, there's an extent. Yeah. You know, even in the carnal sense, a person who doesn't believe in God, doesn't believe in Christ, they know. It's like, well, I shouldn't get drunk because that'll ruin my life. Unless you're going to die tomorrow. You know what I mean? If I'm going to die tomorrow, maybe I'd like to get drunk. If I'm going to die tomorrow, I'm just saying, I speak as a person in the world, you know, no reason to go out sober, no reason to go out, you know, you won't have to worry about the hangover, you're going to die. What could be worse? You know, if you're going to die drunk, right? If you're going to die, if you know you're going to die, now obviously people know they're going to die, but they don't live their lives as drunks, right? But there's a certain spirit in that, like, let's eat and drink. Not in the sense of getting drunk, but just let's enjoy our lives. That's an idiomatic way of saying, let's enjoy life. Let's live it up, because we're going to die. And, and without hope of resurrection, you ought to live it up, because this is all you will ever get. And you might as well enjoy it, right? Though, really, there's no... It's not better to have lived a life full of enjoyment or to have lived a life that's pitiful and destitute, because it's life either way. And once it comes to an end, both of you have nothing. When your life ends, whether you were rich and lived sumptuously or poor and lived like a dog, you will have nothing when you're dead. It is a true saying that you can take nothing of this life with you when you die. And this is written in the scriptures. In the day they die, their thoughts will perish. And so, but while you're alive, you want to enjoy things. So while you're living, it's better to enjoy than to not enjoy. Because once you're dead, it won't make a difference. Whether you enjoyed or whether you didn't enjoy. Whether you did good or did evil.